on Education Post-Secondary will now come to order. Secret, please call the roll.
Chair Grawl.
Present.
Senator Seward. Senator Book.
Here.
Senator Burgess.
Here.
Senator Collins.
Here.
Senator Garcia.
Here.
Senator Jones. Senator Perry. Senator Simon. A quorum is present.
Thank you, Secret. Senator Jones is excused from today's meeting. If everyone would please silence their electronic devices, and anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you select waive your speaking time, it will be entered into the record. Take up tab 1, SB 62, on resident status for tuition purposes by Senator Osgood. Senator Book, it's my understanding you will be explaining the bill for Senator Osgood. You are recognized.
Thank you so very much, Madam Chair. Senators, this bill allows students with prior incarceration to maintain their residency status within the state of Florida post-incarceration. Studies show that individuals who enroll in post-secondary education programs are 48% less likely to be reincarcerated than those who do not. And the odds of being employed post-release are 12% higher for individuals who participate in any type of correctional education. Estimates suggest that for every $1 spent on correctional education, $4 to $5 are saved on reincarceration costs, allowing previously incarcerated students the opportunity to maintain residency status within our state ensures they benefit from in-state tuition raises at their chosen educational institutions. By removing the financial burden associated with out-of-state residency status, these individuals can focus on rebuilding their lives and education without the added stress of extra expense. This proactive measure not only aids in their reintegration into society, but also promotes a sense of purpose and stability as they pursue their educational goals. And Madam Chair, I know there is an amendment.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and take up the amendment at this time. If we would take up barcode 790066 by Senator Osgood. Senator Book, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senators, this amendment simply modifies the originally filed legislation by deleting the documentation requirements and time frame that previously incarcerated students would have had to provide for the educational institution of their choice to receive in-state residency. By deleting the stricken lines, the focus of the bill remains on the previously incarcerated individuals who are allowed to keep their residency status after incarceration within the great state of Florida. That is the amendment, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Book, having explained the amendment. Is there objection to adopting the amendment? Are there any forms? So we are going to show the amendment as adopted so that we can go to questions on the bill as amended. So now we are back in the bill as amended. Members, are there questions on the bill as amended? Seeing none, are there appearance forms? We have Nancy Lothar, Florida PTA. She's waving in support. We have Suzanne Printy. She is waving in support. Sarah Massey, Florida Chamber of Commerce, waving in support. And Raren Sansbury, waving in support. And Gus Corbella, Florida Rights Restoration Coalition, waving in support. Those are all of our appearance cards. Members, is there any debate on the bill? Seeing no debate, Senator Book, you are recognized to close.
I will waive close, Madam Chair, and thank you and the committee for their favorable support.
Having waived close on the bill, Secret, would you please call the roll for SB 62 as amended?
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Burgess?
Yes.
Senator Collins?
Yes.
Senator Garcia?
Yes.
Senator Jones? Senator Perry? Senator Simon?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Chair Grawl?
Yes. By your votes, yes for SB 62 will be reported favorably. Members, we will now go to tabs 2 through 7, confirmation hearing for appointments. Unless the senator requests a separate vote on an individual appointee, we will take one vote on all of the appointees. Are there any appearance forms? Thank you. That's okay. Tony Lee is waving in support of the BOG appointments. Thank you. Is there a motion to recommend confirmation? Senators, okay. Senator Collins moves to recommend confirmation of all appointees on tabs 2 through 7. Secret, please call the roll.
Senator Books?
Yes.
Senator Burgess?
Yes.
Senator Collins?
Yes.
Senator Garcia?
Yes.
Senator Jones? Senator Perry? Senator Simon?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Chair Grawl?
Yes. By your vote, the confirmation of appointees on tabs 2 through 7 is recommended favorably. Does any senator wish to be recorded as voting on bills before the committee today? Okay, this is our last meeting. I thank you all for participating in education post-secondary. Thank you to Matthew and Secret and the rest of the education staff who has made this year very successful. And I look forward to the work that we will continue to do through the end of session. And with that, and seeing no further business before the committee, Senator Simon moves that we adjourn with no objection to the motion accepted, and the meeting is adjourned.